Well, thank you for holding. Is this James?
Yeah.
Hey, James, I literally was just going to call you. I swear to you. I was like, I don't know if I should call him, though, because I don't want to blow up your phone either. I know you got busy.
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
All right. Perfect, perfect. Well, great minds think alike here. So, James, you know, I know you were busy a little bit earlier and things like that, so, you know, I want to make sure we start off with saying like this. Is there something that you want to go over really quick here as well, or had any other questions for me? We definitely covered a lot, so let's recap if we have to.
Yeah, we covered a lot. I need to, but what I need or what I want is some time to, you know, consider it, obviously, now that I've got some questions answered. I have to think about what I'm going to do with the other marketing that I have. Because I don't know what I can do. I don't know what my options are. Obviously, I just don't want to pull the plug on a 10-year relationship and lose all of the, you know, lose everything that goes with it. Because I'm not a pay-by-lead guy. I never have been. I pay them monthly.
Yeah.
I'm not in their new system. I don't play the home advisor game. I don't do that. So, I mean, technically, you can call it pay-by-lead, but, like, I pay a flat rate every month, and whatever I get, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way. Kind of grandfathered in that way. But
okay.
I would like to try to figure out how to move away from that and preserve what I have at the same time. I don't think that right now I can pay for your service and their service at the same time because I just got an approved offer, like, right after I let you go on the land that I'm looking at purchasing.
Oh, nice.
So I'm into a whole bunch of different stuff right now, and I have a bunch of people I have to call tonight, and I have a bunch of things I have to do with banks, and I got to get earnings check out, and I got to get a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's a bad time anyway to be making a lot of different decisions right before Christmas, plus maybe possibly buying a piece of land. And I'm going to Florida in 4 days. So
oh, what part?
I'm like,
hey, there you go.
Port St. Louis.
Nice, nice. I used to live in Tampa, so, you know, pretty well familiar
yeah.
with all of Florida. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Good time to go. All right, sorry for distraction.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a lot happening, and it seems like you know you're doing well, obviously, right? But going with these leads, they're pain per leads. It's just not a route that you ever thought you would take. I'm just recapping what you're mentioning here, but you're looking for a way to go ahead and get steer away from it if you can. But how is the
well,
the issue, right?
It's not. Like I said, I don't know if you probably in your line of work consider it pay by lead. I don't. There's no like button I turn on. I don't turn on leads. I don't turn off leads. I don't get charged by how many leads I get. If I get 100, I get 100. If I get 10, I get 10. My price stays the same.
Okay.
Right? Just like it would be with yours. Flat rate.
Right. Yes, sir.
So I'm not like a lot of the people that Angie's has with them. I'm not.
Got it. Yeah.
I'm not the same as everybody else. I've been with them longer than most people. So, but the thing is I just don't know if I get the value that I want to get out of that either. And that's the thing for what I've spent. I mean, I don't know if I get the value out of it. And it's a little frustrating. But the idea of just unplugging from them and plugging in with you, that's great. What happens to the 10-year reputation and all of every single customer I've ever worked for that's written a review? It's going to be on there. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
And that's and I don't. And here's the crazy thing: I have 85 five-star reviews, but I ask for reviews. I don't ask for them. If people put them up, they go up. If people don't, they don't. I don't even ask for them. So if I was asking everybody for a review, oh my God, it'd be like hundreds. And then people start to,
bet.
You know, yeah, right, bullshit, this guy's not that good. But, you know, I've had people actually say that, like, there's no way you've got that many five-star reviews. I'm like,
really?
Okay. Yeah, they don't believe it. I'm like,
you know,
okay.
They'll believe it when they see the work that you do, though, because I'm looking at some of the pictures already, too, myself, so I'm not talking just pulling your leg here. Okay. This is
so I don't know
that,
how to divorce myself from that. It's not just a financial component, although it is a financial component, because if I wind up going and seeing this property on Friday and it's exactly what I want and I pull the trigger, I'm going to be on the hook for another $750 a month coming out of my pocket. And if I add your another, you know, $250, $300, whatever,
Mm-hmm.
On top of the $400 I pay with Angie's, you know what I mean? Like, this, look,
yeah,
I'm out of debt, but the only way you stay out of debt is you don't spend more than you make.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Agree. Yeah, no.
So in order to stay that way, it's great, but at the same time, I almost feel like I'm going to have to, like, I'm so excited that I'm excited about this purchase, but at the same time, like, I just feel like, I don't know if my priorities are in order right now. Meaning, like, I have the ability to do it,
mm-hmm.
but because I have the ability to do it doesn't mean I should. That's what I'm
sure.
struggling with.
Sure.
With the land.
I get that.
Because it's, you know, just buying a $100,000 piece of land, it's a responsibility on top of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And, you know, so, right. So, you know, I'm just, that's where I'm at. So today's a very busy day. It just seems like you guys always call it the best time. Like, if you would call me in, I already bought the land and it was just January. And then it was like, then you could be like, hey, we've got, you know, a couple days to make this decision. I'd be like, well, that's great.
Right.
You know, but no, it never does. It always comes at the worst time when there's like 50 other decisions you're trying to make. So,
well, yeah. And that's the life of being an entrepreneur. That's the life of being, you know, a successful person though. You know, it's one, for one thing, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's lonely up there, right? Being on top is lonely because everyone's trying to talk things, do things. Nah, it's a lonely field because that's why you're good at it. That's why you're on the top.
But I'm not that big of a deal, bro. I mean, I'm a two-man painting company. I make $130,000 a year. You know, like, I'm not that big a deal. There's so many guys out there that could just buy and sell me on their rate. But,
But you're doing well.
You know,
you're on the right track for that, right? If you do the same thing that a successful person does, why not you get there, right? I'll put it that way.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, yeah, that's the idea, right? So, so, you know, I'm trying to manage these things and, I don't know, man. I mean, it's going to be up to the good Lord at some point because I'm going to have to say yes or I'm going to have to say no and live by that decision. So I like what you guys do. I like what you've explained to me. And it makes sense. It does. It makes sense. Like, if I was going to run a marketing business in today's world, I wouldn't do everything you do. I might do a few other things you don't do. But outside of that, the way I look at the way that you guys are doing this and the way that I... And if I'm wrong, tell me, but the concept is this. Somebody asked me yesterday, I think it was my wife, how can they charge $250 for that?
Yeah.
And other guys, I've mentioned, like, I might have some more business for you, but I mentioned somebody else who was like a marketing guy, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, he was paying like $1,000 for like a month for, called? It had some sort of outdoor name to it. The definition of the name was like, it helps you like gather the things you need, like a hunter and a gatherer. I can't remember what the name was called, like Pathfinder. Yeah, Pathfinder.
You
spend $1,000 a month with Pathfinder, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, are you crazy? Like,
yeah, no, no.
I mean, like, I'm not paying half of that, and I'm killing like what you get in return, you know?
Right.
So, like, ROI for what I've got is still pays for itself very, you know, enough. But here's the thing, man. Like, I kind of grab this concept like this. I'm a franchise. I'm a lover of franchises. If I can have 1% of 100 people's efforts, that's better than having 100% of my own. Because it's the same net benefit, except I'm doing 1% of the work.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, if I was running a marketing company and I was going to offer a flat rate for life price, how many $250 people can I get is the thing. It's not, it's not that I charge $250. I could charge $150. I could charge $350. That's not the point. Yeah. The point is how many of those can I duplicate?
Right.
Because I would rather have 10,000 guys at $250 a month that are dogs, and now my company is super ass stable because everybody I pick is the best. It's the cream of the crop of the area of the people that they live. It's there, like, what do I need? Do I have to be Jeff Bezos? Do I have to have that much money? I don't know. But I tell you what, I'd like to have a business that operates to where it's so robust. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be robust. We don't have to be gigantic, but we have to be badass. Like, you know, like the, what we do is like, we're the people that you call when you want it done right.
Yeah.
And if you can duplicate that concept, oh my gosh. The hard part is duplicating it in a painting company where everybody's like, they just, that concept is like, most people in this business have an employee mentality because they were employees at one time.
Sure.
They don't have an ownership mentality of their business, of their work, even if they're contractors, whatever. And if they've never owned a business, truly owned a business, they just don't have it. But they, on paper, they are a business owner. You're a 1099 employee. You're an S corp, whatever you are. But if you're working for somebody else or if you're contracting, you're not really running your own business.
Right. Yes, sir. I agree.
You know, and you will always default. When things go south, you will always try to put it off to, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault, my company. Yeah, that's a different mindset.
It's not my fault because it's not my business.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you know, but when you find somebody who's like, it is my fault, even though it's not my business.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you want to work with.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
And, and that's hard to find because, you know, that's, all these guys want to be whatever they want to be. And maybe painting's not the industry to be in for me as a business owner. You know, I could probably own other businesses and probably find that type of mentality a little bit easier. I don't know, but that's what I feel like your guys' game is like, if I was you, I would be looking for as many people as me as you could find to saturate an area, but not saturate, just cover.
Yeah. I was going to say, not saturate it, though.
Because
Cause
if you saturate it, then there's not going to be enough food for all the dogs to eat.
Sure. That's right.
Because if you got dogs, they're going to eat. And if you don't feed the dogs, they're going to go find food somewhere else. And that's a fact.
That's
I will find
true.
Food wherever I have to when I need to. So I know that's kind of, if this whole analogy is exactly kind of where, if you think that my analogy describes your business, then I'm probably going to do business with you pretty much. That's going to be probably an easy thing for me to do. You're not charging me an arm and a leg. I just need to clear some air. I haven't had since yesterday evening when you guys called. You call me like, I mean, it's the worst time. I mean, it really is. Cause I,
no, yeah,
I'm trying
I feel
to talk
so bad
to my wife.
That.
I'm trying to talk to, I'm trying to, well, no, it's not that. You can't, I'm just saying it's the worst time because I'm trying to go to home and talk to my wife and kids about a potential piece of land that we're going to have for generations in our family. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is an important decision for our family. It's a dream of mine. And it's, you know, I can't be thinking about all this other stuff and run my business. And, you know, I still got to set up work for tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of other stuff to do tonight. So where do we go from here? What can I do here? Do I get any grace? Do I have any time? Because it's about to be Christmas. I have to figure out what's going on with this land, if this deal's going to go through. I'm spending money like a crazy person right now, and I don't like that.
Yeah, save the money on that one. First off, a couple things. You kind of nailed it on the head on a lot of many different areas that I can't even say on the phone here. So that's pretty amazing that you kind of see right through with everything here. So next thing is I'm going to say is this. If you're looking about, you know, Angie's and that parting ways and taking that risk, things like that. I'm going to say like this from my experience with other customers as well, too, on that note, you could put it on pause, too, so you're not paying for it monthly or anything like that. Now, if you get in a job through it already that you're taking on, that's a whole other story for it, but that is something that I know a lot of customers have done previously, even recently, for that. So that way they can say, all right, I'm not taking too much risk. I'm not losing my reviews because reviews are a big deal, especially there or anywhere in that fact. So that's something you can do as well, too, as an option for that. Now, if you're looking for a grace period, honestly, you're like pretty straightforward with me, so I'll be straightforward with you. I'm going to say it like this. How much time are you needing? What can we do to make this happen if we can?
Well, here's what I did with Angie's List when I got started. Mm-hmm. I told them I would go under their contract with them, but I told them I didn't want that contract to start yet. I told them in August, I said, I'll make the commitment right now. Whatever you need to do, you can put me in your system, whatever. But I do not want you to, I don't want to be billed because I don't want you to start launching my campaign until this month. I wanted them to launch it October 1st. I had a very specific reason why.
Okay. So you gave them some kind of commitment to say that you're going to do that. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I made a commitment that I was going to do it. But if I can have a grace period, I mean, at least until I get like after Christmas, you know, because right. I will have had time to go. I'm telling you, man, like things happen rapid fire. My family doesn't even know what's going on. My wife says, I mean, I just basically called my wife for 5 minutes and said, hey, we got an offer. It went through, you know, there's a contingency. I have to go view the land. And that's it. That's all she knows. I don't know how many times you can spend $100,000, but of your you and your wife's money if you're married. But my wife is like,
oh man.
So I mean, she knows I'm doing it, but she doesn't really know about any of the details. And actually, she really doesn't care.
Right.
She's that kind of cool, you know.
You got a unicorn there. All right.
Yes, everybody tells me that, actually, because she doesn't care what I do.
I don't see the light of day of the card, so, yeah. All
right. Right, like, what I prefer is if you could give me till the day after Christmas, I will be, something like the day after or the day, you know, whatever. The day following or the day after that. I'm going to be on my way to Florida. I'm going to be in the car for 26 hours. You know, probably by the time we freaking get there. No, it'll be like 20 hours.
Okay.
Oh, God. I can't believe I'm doing this. Dude, I'm driving 3 hours to go look at this land with three kids. We're going to walk this whole entire piece of property and some of Wayne National Forest because it backs up against the Wayne National Forest.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what it is. It's 20 acres attached to 7,700 acres of national forest. That's why I'm buying it. It's because there's a national forest in the backyard. And because all the property on this road is owned by privately owned people, nobody can just walk right onto this property anywhere around it. So my backyard is a 7,700 acre forest that you can hunt and do everything in that you always want to do on your property. You just can't. You just can't do two things. You can't bait in there, so like you can't throw corn out in the national park and attract deer with it, and you can't build a permanent structure. But if you want to walk in there and build a fire, like set up a whole camp in the middle of the woods, build fires in the middle of the woods and cook food and shoot animals and do all fun stuff, if that's what you like, you can do that in the national park. If you have a hunting license, you can do that.
Yeah, that's
so it's
wild.
Like, it's 20 acres that has a lot of land attached to it that you can use for recreational purposes. But you still have 20 acres.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like...
Okay.
So Friday, I'm going to drag my kids out there 2.5 hours. We're going to probably spend another 2.5 to 3 hours walking around in the woods. And then we're going to get in the car and drive 2.5 hours north of Canton, which, you know, Akron, Canton area where my mom lives, and go see some people for Christmas, and then drive back on Christmas Eve.
Oof.
Have Christmas
driving
Day back
there.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yep, have Christmas Day back in Cincinnati. And then the day after Christmas Day, we're going to get in the car and drive to frickin' Florida. I'm tired already just thinking about this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm getting tired for you right now, man.
And I'm contemplating dropping $100,000 at the same time, at the end of the year. Taxes are due in 5 days. You know, like I'm getting hit. I have to pay my month-end taxes for my accounting. Like, dude, there's a lot of money that's going to go out the window here. I'm going to spend like $40,000 in the next 5 days. That's what I mean. Like, in the next 15 days, I'm going to be dropping like $40,000. That's why, like, I just can't think about taking on a lot more.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
I
really do.
What do you want?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I have a business.
So what do we do here?
Know?
Like,
I got that.
Oh, you do.
I do, yes, sir. I do consulting for martial arts. we're nationwide as well, family owned business, and done martial arts my whole entire life. Gold medal junior Olympic. I feel like I'm bragging here now, but I just want to make sure you help you understand, you know.
Go ahead.
Right. You know, so
I like bragging.
Yeah,
I like bragging when it's backed up with accomplishments.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, my whole life and I've been being gold medal, man. I don't know. But anyway, you know, I busted my knee for the 2020 Olympics, and at that time I found out it was, you know, getting old, man, you know, and I was like, man, what else am I doing with this? And I just wanted to help more people. I'm very passionate about helping people. And when I found this career, it really blew my freaking mind. I'm not going to lie to you. And the reason for that is because I'm helping still in the business realm, still kind of giving some consulting a little bit here and there, but it's whether they're fully established, brand new, sometimes even failing. And we get them up there and we hear so many success stories that it's just very fulfilling. It's a high. It's almost the same high as winning a Taekwondo match. You know what I mean? So for me, that's why I do both, you know, so I still do consulting. I wake up super. I hardly ever sleep, I swear. Having a new first newborn as well, too, and doing this as well on top of that. Like, I mean, you know, but more than I do. You probably get no sleep at all. I mean, you got four kids? Like, I don't know how you do it. Yeah, you know? So one for me is
enough. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
But at the same time, you know, I get when it comes to tax season, it comes to, you know, my employees, and it comes to taking care of family, doing all these things, exhausted talking about it. But hey, I always want to stay ahead. I never want to go back to, I've been humbled, I'll say, in the past when I was a lot younger, and I will never make those same mistakes or, you know, fall down that road again. So that is.
Well, you know, I've been humbled too, and that's the thing, man. I've been humbled too. And then when you know, here's the crazy thing though. When I was flat broke, I had maybe, I don't know, $500 to my name. No retirement, no 401ks, nothing. Nothing laid up. I had a jar with some money in it in the house, and it had $500 in it. I had busted down cars, and I was living in an apartment with my wife. We had no kids. We were 30. I was 30 years old. She was 32. We were busted. And then I lost my job. This is 2000, what? Today's 23. I'm 42. So, yeah, this was 08, 09, 10, that time frame.
Ooh.
Flat broke, busted. Didn't have a business. I had a fledgling business, but it wasn't this. And yeah, you know, wow. I now, you know, I've been debt free for 10 years. I started my business out of debt, and I kept it out of debt, and I did all that, and I worked hard, and I got the money scraped together, and I put, you know, I put my 6 months of my income in the bank, and you know, I put that emergency fund together. I had 6 months of my money saved in the bank, and then I had another 3 months or 4 months of my business expenses in the bank. And, you know, we maybe made a dumb decision by moving our house from a standard mortgage to a more like a line of credit instead of a mortgage. But it sounds dumb. It seems dumb. I don't know. But the point is this, is that if we pay it on it like we know we can, we should just pay this house off in 2 years. Now, if I add a piece of property on top of it, add another 70 grand, it ain't going to be 2 years. But here's the point. Could we do it? Yes. Should we do it? I don't know. But here's the catch. I'm 42. I have three kids. My oldest is 10. My youngest is 7. If I buy a piece of land when they're 16, 17, and, you know, or 16, 18, and 19, or 14, 16, and 17, they're not going to be on this land.
Exactly.
They're not going to hunt that land.
Say.
They're not going to walk that land. They're not going to shoot on that land. They're not going to ride whatever on that land. They're not going to sleep under the stars on that land and have fires on that land and camp on that land. And if they ever get that land in the future, it's not going to mean nothing to them. They're going to sell it.
They're going to sell it.
They're just going to sell it.
Yeah.
And it won't mean nothing. They won't fight for it. They won't keep it. They won't raise their kids on it. Nothing. And that's fine. Maybe I buy this land and maybe it's not the, you know, it's too much. So what we do is we just improve it a little bit, let it sit for a year or two, gain some value and sell it and buy something later. But
either way, you
know, the point is that
Right.
It's an investment, but here's the thing, and you get your money out of it. But the thing of it is, it's like, it's a stupid dream in some ways, because, like, it's a dream for me to have my own land, but it's actually a dream for me to have, like, a family piece of land that my family appreciates.
Sure.
I don't know if they will or not. You can't guarantee that.
Well,
but
if it's a dream, then why not? Right? Make it. You're making it a reality. It's no longer a dream. It's a goal. And that goal, there's pieces to it, right? So there you go. And that's just for anything. I feel like you're in that position now that you just got to make that decision. And how to do that is what you're doing now. Take them to the land. See how that goes. You got to be there.
And what's going to happen? And what's going to happen next is this. We're going to have to probably increase our income at some point here very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
What's one way you're going to do that?
Man, look at this. Well, you got Google.
Exactly.
Who doesn't use it? Who doesn't use Google? It's built in
right.
your phone when you buy it. I'm going to say it like this. What kind of phone you got? It don't matter. You know why?
Because
when you try to go your directions, you don't go to a gas station no more to buy a map at every different state because it's a different map. Yeah, I remember those days myself. You know, you go on your phone and you say, let's Google it. Boom. All right. What's the most traffic? All right. Let's do a different route. That's what it is.
Right.
You know?
So if it's going to put me out there, if it's going to put me out there and it's going to decrease the competition from the area that I'm in for that as well at the same time, I'm not competing against, you know, like Angie's, there's not 60 other guys that are getting the same damn lead.
Boom. There you go.
I don't know how many people get it. I don't know how many people get it, and they won't tell you. They say, it's usually just two or three. I'm like,
no. I've heard, I don't know, but I've actually heard up to seven so far. That's why I say several. Now, do I work for them? No. Have I used them previously? No. But I have talked to plenty of business owners to verify on that enough, you know, where it's like, man, they weren't even told these things. You know, sometimes they were hidden. So I'm glad that's not the experience you had, but you understand how it works.
No, I understand how it works. They don't tell me what's going on. I just know what's going on.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. You know, but with Google, you're not competing with anything with our company here. Yeah, there's going to be companies on Google, but you're not going to have a customer that you have to call them and chase them down. That's a whole nother type of conversation rather than them calling you, period. Not where anyone says. That's just plain and simple right
and
there.
And how is it again that, like, am I always going to be on the first page of Google when people look for me in this region?
That's what we do. We make sure once you're up there, we keep you up there. We keep working to make sure to stay up to date. Let's say down the road, people like to use a different slang. I'm just making something up right now, okay, James? Let's say they like to use a specific verbiage for a service that's been around forever. Well, hey, they're typing it in a lot. We need to make sure that you're going to be listed for that. That's a service that you provide. We don't want you missing those opportunities just because simply it's a keyword that you didn't have. No. That's included in your package.
Do I get charged based on keywords? Do I have to pay more for every word? Do I have to?
No, sir. Yeah, I haven't met one person here that's gone above what they needed. So, no. And you get to modify those words every time, too. So you can modify it yourself, or you can have our team modify it for you. And you'll see that through your tracking system.
So it's going to basically be $250 a month and for whatever, like you said, life, and then the fee to set it up, which is $99.
Exactly, yeah. And that's – if you're asking me, that's a steal. I'm not gonna be
around. It really does sound like a steal.
Yeah.
It really does sound like a steal. $250 bucks a month. If I moved away from Angie or preserved it somehow and just kind of drug them along, kind of like, you know, the way I feel like they're dragging me – what pisses me off is that you could search all three Angie's List in the entire Cincinnati region, find somebody who has as good a record as I do. Somebody.
Right.
If they have in 10 years all 5-star reviews and one 4-star review, you know what the 4-star review says? I'll save you the time. Work was great, very chatty. That's exactly what it says. It says no complaints with the quality of work. Very chatty. That's what it says. That's my 4-star review. So other than that, there's no threes, no twos, no ones. And it used to be letter grades. It used to be A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's. So I had all A's and one B. which was great because I used to show it to my kids. There's no reason why you can't get straight A's because I get straight A's.
Hey, there you go. Walking the talk.
So it's like, look, you know, like I'm that guy and yet I'm not the number one Uno dude that's like out there every day. Like you're just not clamoring to throw my name up there. That means you don't value what I have, what I do.
Correct. Yeah.
That's why that's at. It's personal to me.
Well, see, that's the thing. And anyone that joins
us, they say,
family,
oh, it's just business. Fine, it's fine. Whatever. It's just business.
Well, no.
You guys got to make the money.
Well, no. Our company, the way we work is communication. Communication builds a lot of things. Yes, it builds trust, but it also builds relationships. Even with your, I tell you right now, for me, relationship is having trust and communication. And how do you build trust? Through communication, right? You're missing one or the other. It's lost. That's the same thing with our company here. If I give this information to every person every business owner that I have joining with our family here, me personally, I tell them, hey, listen, if you want this to work the best way possible, you want to get your max results, two things. Keep track of your analytics, which is your dashboard, right? And two, make sure you communicate with our team. Our team is really good at what they do, but they're not just going to do something without you, right? It's your company. So please let us know so that way we can make it happen. Right. So those are two important things I'm telling you right now yourself, right? If that's what you're looking for, then we're going to do very well together. So that's very important. So.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it possible that you can give me till the day after Christmas? Get my feet figured out here.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me small. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, hey, but you know. Okay. No, it's not right. Like I knew this was going to come down my way. Really.
I just have to figure. Yeah. I know you got to.
I haven't even sat down and looked at. I haven't looked at my budgets.
Yeah.
I don't have my taxes figured out yet for the end of the year. Like, there's a lot of things I need to do before the year clicks off. There's this. And this is fine if this is one of them. I don't care. But how about this? Is there some way I can make a commitment to you without making a financial commitment to you? Like, explain it to me. If I say yes right now, am I handing you a credit card?
I'm not even going to do that to you, partner. What I would like to do is first counter offer on this. Do you think we can maybe reconvene on Friday? Because we're closed weekends, and we're going to be closed on Christmas. So do you think we can get something going from that? That way on Tuesday, which is the following day after Christmas, right, where I can introduce our team. They can actually sit down with you. It gives you some time to relax a little bit, gather some pictures, things like that if you needed to. They'll go over in detail of how often you want your promotions to be set. They can go over far as more further detail of the specific areas, your targets, things like that. Would that be something we can make happen, though?
Tuesday morning, first thing I'm doing is I'm driving over to Middletown, which is 20 minutes away, to pick up a van. I'm driving back to my house. I'm loading that van up with three kids, a wife, and my mother, and driving to Florida. And I'm going to be the first one driving. So, because my wife will be coming off her third shift job that night.
Okay.
So my wife has to work Christmas night.
Okay.
So I won't be able to send pictures and talk and meet everybody probably as well if I'm driving a car with three kids in it. Now,
sure.
I might be able to, but that's why, like I said, like,
okay,
the timing sucks.
Yeah.
The timing
okay.
sucks because, but when I get to Florida, then I have a week and a day of just chill. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
well, what's that,
it's going to be really stressful.
Right,
and you're not going to like
you.
That phone call if you got all three
I
of my
know,
kids
yeah,
in the back of the... You're not going to hear
I'm
nothing.
That dude. I know. I already know. All right, James. I'm going to give it to you on this, okay? I'll get approved here. We'll make this happen for you and I to talk on Tuesday then. We'll make this happen.
We'll talk on Tuesday.
Okay. And then...
Hear
me out, though, because I'm going to make sure Tuesday's call will be short. I mean, you know everything ins and out about this company, of what we could do and everything. If you're ready to move forward, if we can make that happen, it takes no more than 10 minutes of your time. You don't have to be in front of a computer either, so you could be driving, that's fine. But as long as you're able to answer an email on your phone and be able to sit through a few things that I can ask a few questions, literally 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're protected because we do the voice verification. That's where, as a secondary protection for you, on top of I send an invoice to you through paper and email and text of your invoice of everything we discussed that's included. I just want to make sure I'm on the phone with you while you get that. I don't want to play that phone tag stuff when it comes to important things like that. So now you can see from me, I want to make sure I'm there for that. Okay. So on Tuesday, if we can go ahead and make that happen, then we'll set up a time and then we can set up a different day for our team to go over further details where you're able to sit down and then further discuss at that point. Is that okay with you?
Right. And then when does the actual starting of this thing actually happen? Because if, for instance, we want to make a launch date of like January 1st or something like that, like I just need to know, like, when am I paying? What am I paying? When I'm paying? Because I have to budget this. Like, this is not, this is just extra, man. This is not in my plans. And, you know, Angelus is going to hit me for another $400 come January 1st for 400 plus, you know, so.
Okay.
And I'm not working all that week. So like I'm going to bleed a whole bunch over the next week and a half. So adding extra expenses right now is not a good idea for me. It just isn't. But at the same time, I get it. It's an investment. So it's, you know, it's like, how many investments am I going to make in the next week?
Right. Well, this is an important one. I mean, obviously you've been looking to find something to make that change too. And
but at the same time, I'll be honest with you. I have not given myself the college effort of doing it on my own. I mean, I understand guerrilla marketing. I know what I owned an Amway business, man. If you've ever been in touch with anybody who's ever had an Amway business and had a successful one, then you know they can talk to anybody because you're basically selling cancer. Okay. I sold venereal diseases to people. You know, I'm not proud about it either. But the thing is like, if you can convince somebody that you know, they should just love herpes, then that's basically the equivalent of selling somebody on an Amway plan.
Wow.
You know,
it's
terrible. It's a terrible analogy, but it does sometimes make people laugh. But here's the thing, you know, I did that and that's what sharpened what makes it possible for me to walk into a completely room full of strangers and make new friends instantly. Because if you have to try to convince people that, if you're trying to sell something that they don't want, you know, sales 101, you know, it's like, you should have a product that people desire, you know, But the reason that was rationalized to me was, they don't desire it because they just don't know about it yet.
Right. They don't know what's good until it's gone, if anything. Yeah.
Right. So look, I mean, I built that, you know, business and at one point in time I had business in 17 different states, you know, like I had a network that I had built, you know, and yeah, a couple hundred people, you know, and it's like, you know, like, and I was doing that outside of my job.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've done some things where like, I know if I have to find work, I have over a thousand customers, right? If I sent an email right now to every single one of those people wishing them a Merry Christmas, thank you so much for supporting me over the years. I can only do what I do because of people like yourselves. You've made it possible for me to have a family, start a family, you know, support a family, be able to, you know, build a life.
Yeah.
Truly thankful. Thank you so much. God bless. Merry Christmas. How many people do you think are going to call me and be like, you know what, we were thinking that maybe we need something done.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You see what I mean? Like out of 1,000 people
yeah.
that I've worked for,
I was gonna say,
never mind the customer folder that has 2,500 people in it that I did estimates for and didn't work for. Hey, you know, this is James Pearson from Pearson Professional Painting. I just wanted to let you know that I still appreciate the fact that you reached out to me once upon a time to estimate your exterior or your interior or whatever. And even though we weren't the company that you chose to do the work, I'm still thankful that I have people like you who are reaching out to ask me for business. And, you know, it's much appreciated because I can't do what I do without people like you. If I had that 2,500 person list plus to my 1,000 person list, bro, I'm going to be booked out for the next 6 to 8 months. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
So
I believe it.
So like, do I have to do this right now? That's the question I want to ask myself. Do I have to do this right now?
Okay.
Because if
I'll
don't,
put it like this.
You know what I mean?
I'll put it like this, James. I'll make sure you know you understand too. Yeah, can you do it? 1,000%. Can you do this on your
own?
If anything, 1,000%. Exactly. Will you do it? But here's another thing: time is worth money too. Time is valuable, and where you put your time is very important too. So that's something we can help.
That's the only reason I haven't done it. That's the only reason I haven't done it, because it's a stopgap. Because when you have time, because you don't have what you need, then you will do it.
Right.
But I don't have time because I'm busy.
Yeah.
So,
gotcha. I got you.
You know,
right.
It's a catch-22. It's there. It's a stopgap. But call me on Tuesday, okay? Call me on Tuesday. We'll go from there.
What time will work for you, though? Yeah, let's go
with
that.
I would call me after, like, noon or 1, okay? Just to make sure we're on the road.
Okay. I'll do it right at 1 p.m. Yeah.
Because every argument that ever ends in, like, every argument that potentially could end anybody in divorce, I'm convinced started while packing a car. I'm pretty convinced.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I grew up with my parents. If you're going on a trip somewhere, there's nothing better in this world to cause an argument between a husband and a wife than packing a car for a trip. So, and then, you know, why should this year be any different? I've read this book before. I know how it ends. So anyway, I will, I look forward to speaking with you on next Tuesday, okay? Thank you for the grace and letting me, you know.
Yeah, my word.
But, you know,
okay. Yeah, I'm not going to
appreciate
do something that,
thank
yeah.
you.
All right. No problem, James. We'll talk to you then, all right, partner? Take care.
Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.